Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 49. Partly cloudy again tonight. Chance of rain showers. Lows around 30. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 39. Highs level off around 19. Saturday, under partly cloudy skies. 40 Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the State of the State address from Kansas Governor Laura Kelly this week, Governor Kelly has officially sent her budget proposal to the state legislature for them to discuss. That includes some increase in spending in particular government areas. KSNT News reports that according to the proposed budget from Governor Kelly, she says she aims to restore structural balance with a, quote, high priority in funding for public education. That includes additional support for special education, school meals, early childhood education, and the Kansas Blueprint for Literacy. At the same time, according to Governor Kelly, she says the budget proposal addresses the Kansas Water Challenge with recommendations to fully fund the State Water Plan Fund, allocating additional money for water planning and project development. Governor Kelly called it the People's Budget Request. Republicans in the legislature say they will not look at much of the budget after creating their own budget committee to create their own budget and pass it through the legislature. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
A new year means new beginnings, and there's no better place to start 2026 than Midwest Kia. And nothing says new beginnings better than an all-new Kia Telluride redesign that's sure to bring new energy to the brand. Have a trade? This month, get $1,000 trade assistance on every new vehicle in stock to help close the chapter on your old ride. Looking for peace of mind in the new year? Remember, Midwest Kia is the only dealership in Wichita where you can get a certified pre-owned Kia. That's 10 years or 100,000 miles of coverage to keep you running in 2026. Plus, kick off the year with huge value during our New Beginnings sales event. Don't miss year-end pricing on more than 100 remaining 2025 models with thousands off MSRP and special financing available through Kia Finance America. And don't forget, every new Kia K4 and K5 sedan comes with 2 years of maintenance on us.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties limited powertrain warranty. Special APR with approved financing through Kia Finance. Must trade 2018 or newer with less than 100,000 miles on odometer to qualify for trade assistance discount. See dealer for details.
An investigation is ongoing after some Kansas residents may be victim to a theft of their Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP programs, along with the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families benefits. As according to the Department for Children and Families, they say that right now they've seen near 300 Kansas households be impacted. KNDY News reports that according to DCF, they say back on January 5th, the agency did receive notification from several different Kansas households that their benefits were being used in the state of Pennsylvania, as the agency has immediately began their investigation and deactivating certain cards that have been used at the suspected locations as a precaution to prevent the additional theft of the benefits. According to DCF, they say that it is possible about a skimming activity that was associated with the use of the Kansas benefits cards, and are looking into more stories that may be concentrated areas around the state where the skimming may have occurred. The investigation on the incident is still ongoing, and if you would like more information, you can go to the Department of Children and Families website. Kansas Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Health officials across the state of Nebraska are reminding individuals to be wary of flu season, as a South Central Nebraska resident has recently died from complications of the flu, making it the first death from the flu in the state regarding respiratory season that came from the Two Rivers Health District. KSNB Local Channel 4 says, according to the health department, that also six deaths have happened regarding COVID-19 within the state, as members of the health department have extended their deepest sympathies to the families and friends who have lost loved ones so far. As health officials say, they are closely monitoring all respiratory infections within the state of Kansas, including influenza and RSV. State health officials are reminding individuals to protect yourself and others by staying current on vaccinations, practicing regular hand washing and covering coughs and sneezes, and make sure to stay at home when you're sick and if you test with any symptoms, and to look out for high-risk family members by keeping your distance. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228.
Happy New Year.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Sheriff's Office has received reports of a suspicious white utility-style truck that may be impersonating a law enforcement officer. If you encounter a vehicle matching this description or any other vehicle, an attempt is made to stop you. Do not comply. Instead, call 911 immediately. Dispatch will verify whether the vehicle is one of the deputies and will provide instructions to ensure your safety. Marysville City Council met Monday. During public comment, Cindy Holly came forward, sharing concerns with dilapidated housing, lack of code enforcement, and consistency in existing neighborhoods. Mayor Todd Fry recognized the issues, noting the conversations regarding hiring a code enforcement officer need to be revisited. City Administrator Josh Haverkamp spoke, suggesting waiting until spring or warmer weather in order to be more effective. Consensus of council was to begin working on a job description and outlining timeline and expectations. Marysville Sport and Recreation presented a summary of programs and participation numbers in recent years. The city administrator then presented a summary of city projects completed this past year with input of department heads. It was suggested the department heads could meet council on occasion at scheduled meetings to provide updates. Material is being worked on 12th Road, which is being reverted to gravel as a short-term fix until longer-term solutions are finalized. Challenges, particularly with handicap access at Lakeview Sports Complex, were also discussed. The mayor asked what topics or issues council would like the Youth Advisory Committee to consider. Suggestions included the North 7th Street Corridor Project, an overall look at Marysville City Park, among other ideas. Avian flu outbreaks are reported in Nemahaw and Pottawatomie counties, with Kansas confirming the highest number of bird flu infections in the nation. Confirmation in a commercial game bird flock in Nemahaw County involved more than 4,000 birds, and 380,000 birds were affected from a commercial egg-laying flock in Pottawatomie County. 65 cases have been confirmed nationwide. Risk to the public is low for human cases of the bird flu. Marshall County Fair Association is seeking this year's theme, which may include recognition of the nation's 250th anniversary. Ideas may be left on the group Facebook page or with any fair board member. A Gage County farmer reported theft of copper wire from an irrigation pivot with damage to the system in a field near South 108th and East Spruce Roads sometime between January 6th and the 8th. Property owners are encouraged to check fields, farms, and outbuildings and report any damage, theft, or other suspicious activity to law enforcement as soon as possible. As well, anyone with information is asked to report to the Sheriff's Office or can contact the Gage County Crime Stoppers anonymously at 402-228-4343. Delvin E. Ontridge, age 72 of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Fancy Creek Zion Church south of Barnes. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery. Christy Anders Funeral of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Delvin Ontridge. Darlene M. Losey, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Home City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Darlene Losey.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pulled pork, tater tots, cucumber salad, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs, noodles, zucchini and tomatoes, and diced peaches. KNDY News Time, 712.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We know you love the RV lifestyle, whether it's a camper, motorhome, or travel trailer. Make sure you have the right insurance policy for your next trip. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer affordable plans with great coverage for your needs. We can customize your policy to ensure your days of leisure are stress-free. Protect your home away from home with affordable recreational vehicle insurance from Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Southwest winds 5 to 15 and gusting up to 25. And some rain showers overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting up to 30. Sunny throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 40. Partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Mostly sunny skies throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 50s. Then partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Some sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. And mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 38. Record high on this date 63. The average low 15 and the record low 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47. Sunset this evening at 5:26.
21 degrees this hour. That's morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 15th January. KNDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift? Get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia, still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday, Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
A quick lunch option from Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, now serving smash burgers, only $9.99. Grab a burger and fries for only $9.99 at Bite Me Barbecue.
From crab cakes to some pretty decent pizza. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Former Baltimore coach John Harbaugh appears to be landing in New York with the Giants. The two sides working to finalize a deal, and barring any setbacks, ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting a deal's expected.
No team was more aggressive than the New York Giants in pursuing John Harbaugh, who spent Wednesday in the Giants facility meeting with various team owners, officials, even players, including their quarterback, Jackson Dart.
Giants have gone just 7-27 over the past two seasons. Harbaugh spending the last 18 seasons with the Ravens. College hoops, top-ranked Arizona goes to 17-0, beating Arizona State. 10th-ranked Vanderbilt, meanwhile, suffers its first loss, losing 80-64 at Texas. Last night was buzzer beater Wednesday. Patton Pinkins with a game-winning tip in at the buzzer in overtime as Ole Miss beats Georgia. Freshman Malachi Moreno hits a game-winning jumper at the buzzer. Kentucky tops LSU. And in the SMU-Virginia Tech matchup.
And he's going to bring it in to Boopy Miller. Curls around the defender from midcourt. Boopy! He wins it! Boopy from midcourt! SMU wins! 77-76!
Unbelievable.
Rich Phillips from Learfield. Miller missed his first 5 3-point attempts. That was his only make of the night. NBA 33 from Jamal Murray. Denver beats the Mavs 118-109. Dallas losing Cooper Flagg to an ankle sprain in the first half. Kings can pass the Knicks by 11. New York losing Jalen Brunson to a sprained ankle in the first quarter. Bulls by 2 over the Jazz. Bryce Sensabaugh with a career-high 43 in the loss for Utah. Cavaliers 133-107 over the Sixers. 35 for Donovan Mitchell. Clippers top the Wizards 119-105. Pacers lose to the Raptors. Indy's already matched its loss total from last year's 50-win season. On the ice, Sabres 5-2 over the Flyers. Senators double up the Rangers 8-4. Devils 3-2 in overtime over the Kraken, while Vegas beats the Kings 3-2.
Joe Fallon did something smart. He saved hundreds on auto insurance switching to Progressive. With that money, he commissioned a portrait of himself. Does Joe already know what he looks like? Yes. Do guests know what he looks like? Also yes. But not as art. It's Joe's savings, and if he wants to spend it on a velvet painting of himself with a white tiger at his feet, we say, roar, Joe, roar. Switch and see if you could save with Progressive, and treat yourself. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is the story of the one. As an HVAC technician, he and his digital multimeter are in high demand. So when a noisy office HVAC turns out to be a failing blower motor, he doesn't break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product information, he selects the product he needs to keep everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
UDECA's basketball tournament semifinals continue in Beatrice. Thursday, Diller Odell Lady Griffins meet Pawnee City at 5:30 at the middle school. Southern girls, back of the bracket, face Palmyra Friday at 5:30 at the middle school. In boys action, Southern takes on HTRS this evening 8:15 at the middle school. Diller Odell, back of the bracket, plays Sacred Heart Saturday 11:45 at the auditorium. Axtell tips off tonight at Troy. Broadcast action Friday from Marysville, back on the road at Wamego. Girls and boys play live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures were higher overnight after the major indexes posted losses on Wednesday. The Dow Jones fell 42 points yesterday to close at 49,149. The S&P gave up 0.5%. The Nasdaq surrendered 1%. Shoppers were out in force for the holidays. Retail sales bumped up by a better-than-expected 0.6% in November compared to October. The Commerce Department numbers were delayed because of the government shutdown. Banks likewise enjoyed brisk business in the fourth quarter, especially in the loan department. Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase both say the average consumer loan was nearly 10% higher than in the final 3 months of 2024. North of the border, though, home sales posted an annual decline last year as sales and prices fell in December. The Canadian Real Estate Association says the economic shock dealt by U.S. tariffs sent would-be homebuyers to the sidelines. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Good Thursday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the fourth day of the trading week here in just a little bit. Let's take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day. And overall, it was a mix of slightly higher day across the board. For the grains market, they kicked off the day yesterday mostly higher across the board. And those numbers stayed true as they finished mostly higher across the board. For the seeds market, however, it was a little bit of a rocky day over there as those numbers were going back and forth all throughout the trade day, ultimately finishing up mixed across the board. And for the livestock, they cattle were weak yesterday as they were in the red from start to finish, but the hogs were in the green to finish up. Starting with the corn market, March corn up 2.25 at 422 even. May up 2 cents at 429 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March up 2 3/4 at 522 1/4. May up 2 1/4 at 533 1/2. In the oats market, March oats down 4.5 at 287 1/4. May down 4 3/4 at 294 1/2. In the bean market, March beans up 3 3/4 at 1042 1/2. May up 3 cents at 1055 even. Soybean meal for March up 30 cents at 291.90. May up 80 cents at 296.50. Soybean oil for March down 22 cents at 50.98. May down 19 cents at 51.50. In the canola market, March canola down 4.50 at 628.30. May down 4.60 at 637.30. And in the cotton market, March cotton up 11 cents at 64.99. May up 9 cents at 66.50. Looking at the energies, crude oil for February up 99 cents at 62.14. March up $1.07 at $62 even. Unleaded gas for February slightly in the green up to $1.83. March slightly in the green as well at $1.86. Heating oil for February up 4 cents at $2.28. March also up 4 cents at $2.27. And natural gas for February down 33 cents at $3.08. March down 20 cents at $2.67. We'll see how all of these numbers play out throughout the trade day today.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas State University Extension is for all 105 counties in Kansas. Post Rock District Extension Agent Sandra Wick talks about how she hopes Extension can support residents and how she learns from the people who reach out. She says what she thinks of when she hears Extension and what she sees it bring to stakeholders.
The first thing that I think of is helping people help themselves. We provide the information. We don't make their decisions, but we provide that research-based information so they can make the most educated decisions about whatever it is, their cropping systems, livestock production, nutrition, whatever their questions might be.
Wick discusses one of her favorite parts of being an agent for producers in Kansas and how it helps build relationships.
I really like that personal contact, that personal interaction with producers and farm families, whether it be, I especially enjoy them just stopping by the office and just chit-chatting. I mean, sometimes they just stop by just to visit. They really don't have a question. But once you develop that personal working relationship and they're in the courthouse, it makes a difference. We're in the courthouse, so we get a lot of that traffic, and they just want to stop by and chat. And then if they have a question, of course, and then they'll stop. But what really is exciting is when they come back again after that first question, that first contact, and then they come back again and ask again. That proves to me that we're a trusted resource for them.
She explains how people can get in touch with their local extension office.
Go to your and contact your local county extension office. If you don't know where that is, it's usually in the courthouse, but there are some offices that are not located in the courthouse. And I hate to say go online, but Google it. And so if you just type in Smith County Extension Office, it will come up that way, but it may be in the Post Rock District. Because as you know, close to half of our district, half of our counties are in the district now. So come on in, give us a try. We will try to help you in any of the areas that you might need help with. And if we don't know, we will get you the resources that will help you.
That was Post Rock District Extension Crop Production Agent Sandra Wick with what K-State Extension can provide to its Kansas residents. Learn more about Extension by going to the local office or by going online to www.ksre.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 4,000 head of early consigned listings include 25 black baldies and adult Angus heifers weighing 750 to 8, 13 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5, 10 weighing 4 to 5, 110 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 50 Charley and black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 50, 70 black steers and heifers 4 to 7, 50 in that range, 40 weighing in at 4 to 7, 50, 52 weighing in at 4.5 to 7. 6 black steers weigh 5 to 6. 15 black and red steers and heifers weigh 5 to 5.5. 15 black steers and heifers 5 to 6. 100 weighing 5 to 650. 20 black baldy steers and heifers weighing 5 to 675. 27 red and white face steers and heifers 5 to 7. 15 black and red steers and heifers 5 to 7. 90 black and Charley steers and heifers 5 to 750. 53 black and red steers and heifers weigh 5.5 to 7. 33 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 7.25. 70 black and white face steers and heifers weigh 550 to 750. 70 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 750 with 60 in that same range. 40 black and red steers and heifers 550 to 750. 30 black and red steers and heifers weighing 550 to 750. 35 red and white face steers and heifers 5.5 to 750. 25 black steers 5.5 to 750. 30 black crossbred steers and heifers weighing 600 pounds. 20 black steers and heifers 6 to 650. 20 black heifers 6 to 7, 50 black steers and heifers 6 to 7, 99 weighing 6 to 725, 60 mixed steers and heifers 6 to 7.25, 60 black steers and heifers 6 to 740, 36 weighing 6 to 750, 55 red and black gelby steers and heifers weighing 6 to 775, 55 black steers and heifers 6 to 75, 110 Charley black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8, 60 black steers and heifers 6 to 8, 40 black and red steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8, 75 black Charley cross steers and heifers 6 to 800 pounds, 770 black steers never 6 to 850, 13 black steers never weigh 650 to 7, 18 black heifers 650 to 725, 120 black and white face heifers 6 to 750, 20 black steers 650 to 775, 50 black steers never 650 to 8, 55 black steers never weigh 650 to 850, 28 Charley and black steers and heifers weigh 650 to 9, 35 black steers and heifers 675 to 775, 15 black heifers 7 to 7.25, 11 black and red heifers weigh 7 to 750, 28 red and black steers 7 to 8, 60 black cross steers 70 to 8, 45 Charley cross steers weighing 7 to 8, 45 black steers 7 to 8, 115 Charley steers never 750 to 850, 50 black and white face steers 750 to 9, 46 black and red steers 775 to 8.25 with 25 weighing in at 8 to 850, 60 black Charley cross heifers weigh 825 to 850, 10 black heifers 850 pounds, 60 weighing 850 to 875, 19 black steers 875, 60 weighing in at 9 to 9.25, 60 crossbred steers 9 to 950, 6 black steers 9 to 950, and 60 black steers 950 to 1,000 pounds. Those early consignment listings, big sale again today, 10 a.m. start at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY and just 21 degrees this hour. Seasonal highs, middle 40s on tap today with another cold front sneaking in Friday into Saturday.
Having a mild winter where you live? WeatherLore says that's not such good news. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 15th, the 15th day of the year. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born on this day, as were actors Chad Lowe and Dove Cameron. Whether your winter thus far has been wild or mild, you can bet there's a weather proverb to tell you what it means. And most warn about the downside of a warm January. There are scores of sayings like this one. If January calends be summerly gay, it will be winterly weather till the calends of May. A similar adage goes, remove your coat on a winter's day, you will gladly put it on in May. Another piece of wisdom warns, if grass grows in January, it all will grow badly the entire year. And farmers especially hope for a healthy blanket of snow. They call it the poor man's fertilizer. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more weather lore online anytime at almanac.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. The understanding of the current status of the mental health of our farmers and ranchers has caught the ears of Brooke Rollins, who is the Secretary of Agriculture with the USDA. The suicide rate among farmers is heartbreakingly high, comparable to that of veterans, and it's an issue that can no longer be overlooked. Recognizing the urgency, conversations have already taken place with Doug Collins, the Secretary at the VA, who comes from a background familiar to many in the farming community. He's been engaged in the discussions on how to move forward, and new initiatives are expected to roll out soon. A strong believer in the vision of the Founding Fathers, the speaker emphasized the importance of state acting as laboratories of democracy where real innovation begins. Rather than relying solely on the federal government, they've been working closely with agricultural commissioners and governors, including Governor Pillen, to develop and support state-driven solutions. Mental health challenges facing farmers and ranchers remain a top priority in those efforts.
UDECA's basketball tournament semifinals continue in Beatrice. Thursday, Diller Odell Lady Griffins meet Pawnee City at 5:30 at the middle school. Southern girls back of the bracket face Palmyra Friday at 5:30 at the middle school. In boys action, Southern takes on HTRS this evening 8:15 at the middle school. Diller Odell back of the bracket plays Sacred Heart Saturday 11:45 at the auditorium. Axtell tips off tonight at Troy. Broadcast action Friday from Marysville back on the road at Wamego. Girls and boys play live on AM 1570 FM. M94.1.
Twin Valley League athletes are firing on all cylinders once again. And with so many great teams in the TVL, one thing is for sure, you don't want to miss a second. The best way to keep up to date with everything in the TVL is the TVL Sports Spotlight. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, proud host of the Spotlight. Head over to TVLSpotlight.com for the latest news, scores, and stories from one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. That's the TVL Spotlight. Brought to you by KNDY Radio.
Twin Valley League basketball tournament tips off Saturday at Washington County. Top three seeds with first-round byes are Hanover, Lynn, and Valley Heights girls, Hanover, Axtell, and Donovan West boys. First-round play-in games Saturday begin at 10 with 7-seed Clifton Clyde versus 10th-seed Washington County girls and the 8-9 girls seeds Blue Valley and Frankfort. At 11:30 Saturday, 7th-seed Centralia boys meet 10th-seed Onega, 8-9 seeds Frankfort and Washington County boys square off. Then at 1, 6th-seed Blue Valley boys take on 11th seed Valley Heights. 6th seed Axtell girls play 11th seed Onega. 1, 2, and 3 seeds take court Monday, facing Saturday winners with four games back-to-back beginning at 3:15. Consolation playoff games Thursday and Friday afternoon set for 4:30. Boys semifinals Thursday at 6 and 7:30. Girls semifinals Friday at 6 and 7:30. Finals Saturday, January 24th beginning 10 a.m. with consolation. Championships at 2:30. Boys championship at 4 and the girls title game at 5:30. Again, all at Washington. Washington County. KNDY will begin coverage Monday afternoon at 3:15, continuing Monday evening with games at 6:15 and 7:45. We'll air the winner's bracket semifinals for the boys Thursday and girls Friday at 6 and 7:30, as well as a consolation championship Saturday afternoon, and the boys and girls title game Saturday evening live on FM 95.5, teaming with BVTV for live stream coverage. Full brackets at our website, KNDYradio.com. Marysville girls and boys teams play in the Thunder Classic next week in Seneca. MHS boys face St. Mary's Tuesday afternoon at 3:15. MHS girls take on Troy Tuesday evening at 6. Both games and continuing live coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Semifinals next Thursday with the final Saturday, January 24th, with times to be determined at Nemohall Central High School in Seneca.
KNDY.